Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What is Rolling Thunder Chapter 3?
Rolling Thunder Chapter 3, we're the local chapter for the national organization. And our mission is POW/MIA issues from past, present, and all future wars.
So if someone says Rolling Thunder, what exactly comes to mind? What does that mean? Motorcycles,
yeah, motorcycles. And for the people in Rolling Thunder, it's to bring all our veterans back. You know, the ones that were shot down or missing in action. You know, we want accountability. That's what we're after.
When we're talking about the organization itself, you a veteran?
Yes, I am a Vietnam veteran.
And what about the other folks that are involved in the chapter throughout the country?
No, that's a unique thing about Rolling Thunder. It's a veteran service group. You don't have to be a veteran to support it. And you don't have to ride a motorcycle. We are not a motorcycle group.
Oh, okay. So anytime that you have, like we're going to be talking about the event that is coming up to benefit the local veterans, it's anybody can come and get involved?
Anyone. We don't care. We've got one mission in mind, and that's our veterans. And if you're going to be out here to support them, come and help us.
So let's say someone doesn't have a motorcycle. How would they go about getting involved and helping your organization?
Well, just come on down. If you don't want to join Rolling Thunder, you can come down and help us. There's a $10 registration fee for this ride, and everything that we raise through our registration goes to the Gino Murley Center. And traditionally, our money has been earmarked for their Christmas present every year, so that every veteran in that center gets a present Christmas morning. We go up Christmas morning and we pass them out. And just to see the look on a lot of these guys' faces, it's well worth it. It really is.
For the benefit of our listeners, can you give us a little bit of where the Gino Murley Center is located? Who's there?
Sure. Murley Center is located on Mulberry Street in Scranton. For the old timers, it's where the old state hospital used to be.
I knew that was coming.
Well, I tells you my age now.
Mine too. We're even. So when you go there, you're directly dealing with the veterans that are there.
Yes, we go in and we visit with them in the morning. Once you've registered, there'll be quite a few of them outside looking at the motorcycles, just getting some fresh air. And they enjoy it. They enjoy having someone different to talk to other than the guy in the bed next to them.
Yeah, sometimes that can be very tedious in anybody's life. When we're talking about now, the ride is coming up when?
The ride will be Sunday, July 15th, and the registration starts at 9. 11:30, we do a little ceremony. 12 o'clock, kickstands are up, and we're gone for about an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Where do you go?
This year it's going to go up into the Abingtons and around out through German, I believe, and then back down Casey Highway through Dunmore and Greenwich back to the Murley Center.
So when you're doing this, are you raising money beforehand? Does it happen along the route? How does that take place?
Our money that we raise is through registration, which is the $10 fee, and then we sell T-shirts. And the T-shirt money primarily funds our chapter for necessary things like the insurance and things like that that we have to have
now,
for this event.
How long has this been going on?
This is the 19th year.
That's a testament.
Yes, it is. It's one of the longest running rides around.
And I'm sure that you've probably seen a lot of the same faces of the veterans who have been there that length of time as well at the Murley Center.
Yeah, we've seen quite a few of them for a while now. And even the people that support us, there's one gentleman comes in at 8:30 every year. He wants to be the first one to sign that paper that he's registered.
And you allow him to do that.
Oh, yeah. This is a tradition now.
Now, how many people are in your local chapter?
We're rather small. We've only got 18 members. At one point, we were up to 200 members, and it was mixed there because people thought it was a motorcycle group. They didn't understand what our mission was.
Now, also, when you begin the ride, you have a traditional blessing?
Yes, Father Mike from down in Whitehaven, Freeland, and Deacon Don, I call him, they're both members. Mm-hmm. They go out and they'll bless the bikes as we're leaving.
Yeah, I understand that that Father Mike has given up his bike. Is that true?
Or he said he has. I don't know. I don't know if anyone's bought that motorcycle yet. But
well, that's something you can find out when you stop by the ride.
Well, there you go, Paula. That's what you need.
It is what I Augie, I'll tell you the story about me trying to ride a motorcycle some other time, but not this time.
Well, this one's a trike, so you don't have to worry about it falling over.
That's exactly what I want. Now, when we're talking about this, there is the possibility that some people might be hearing our interview today saying that they are interested. Maybe they can't do something about it this particular ride, but they would like to help out. How do they get in touch with you?
It's real easy. Every month, the third Wednesday of every month, at the VFW Main Street in DuPont. We have our meetings at 7 p.m. And just stop by. Be glad to see you. And we're always welcome to new members, some new ideas. And
new
just
faces.
Yeah.
And you also have a Facebook page.
Yes, we do. It's Rolling Thunder, PA Chapter 3.
I'm sure if you just put in a search, you'll be able to find that.
Yeah, it comes right up.
Well, I'm going to give you the opportunity. Go ahead. You invite everybody to not only take part in this, but to come and join your great group.
Well, I really appreciate the invitation. You're right. Like I said, everyone is welcome. We won't turn you away. We can use the help. And if you come down to the ride, we can use that donation to put into the Murley Center Welfare Fund for our veterans.
And you don't have to have a bike.
That's right.
Or a trike.
There you go.
Augie, thank you.
Thank you.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.